Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Eugene Rogers of the Washington Chorus.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us here during the quarantine.
Yeah, exactly. thanks for having me.
I know you guys are you're going to be celebrating your 60th anniversary of the Washington Chorus with this fall season. It's a little bit of an odd year, obviously, with the pandemic. So give me a sense of, you know, timeline it for me chronologically about, you know, you're gearing up to do this fall season, and then all of a sudden you're seeing everything shutting down. You know, were you hopeful you might, you know, maybe it'll be gone by the fall, and then you realize you're going to probably have to go digital? Or, you know, take me through that process.
Absolutely. You know, when I was, you know, this is also my first season as artistic director. So it's one of these 60 year anniversaries and debut seasons. And so, of course, the announcement in February of me becoming the new artistic director happened. And so we had all these plans of launching that season, and March happened. And we all got sent home and shut down. And I think, as you're right, at first we thought, you know, this is a month, we'll have a month or so of this, and then we'll get back. And I think it was about the end of March, maybe mid-April, that we immediately knew this is probably not going to come back so quickly. And so we pivoted and began to think about ways to launch our season virtually, commissioning composers and, you know, still staying true to our mission, as well as some innovative ways through digital platforms. So that's how that all started, the planning of this.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you found able to find a way to present some of it even virtually. Mm-hmm. So, just to be clear, is there going to be no live in-person things? Is it all going to be virtual that we can watch like on our laptops at home?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, obviously innovation and inclusive excellence is where we are. And so we have decided to definitely have all of our programs be virtual platforms. I'm really excited about our cantata for More Hopeful Tomorrow. That'll be a new work it's a film, actually. It's a new piece of music by Damon Jeter that'll feature DC's own Andy Moore, soprano, and a cello soloist. But it will be presented actually through a new film by Bob Berg, who is a filmmaker, Emmy Award-winning filmmaker. And so that will be the chorus will come together to record that, obviously in a safe way, but no singing. They will record all of that virtually, an audio mix, and they'll come and we'll film that. But that's going to be presented November 14th at 7:30 p.m. Folks can get tickets for that immediately. And then our second event that our main event is our Candlelight Christmas, obviously through virtual choir, but also we'll have 8 chamber singers that will record themselves at Strathmore Hall with our guest organist, Paul Bison Jr., and myself conducting. So it'll be a combination, chamber things as well as full course virtual, but it'll be presented in a virtual package for folks to see right at home to still celebrate their Christmas holiday season. So excited about both of those. That'll be December 18th, 19th, and 20th. Very excited.
Well, both of those sound great. Both the Cantata for More Hopeful Tomorrow on November 14th and then the Candlelight Christmas in December. Also, but even before both of those, on October 3rd, you guys are going to be doing a Washington Chorus 60th birthday bash. Explain.
You better believe it. We are so excited to celebrate our 60 years. And so we hope to have 60 hosts, if you will, in order to celebrate that. And a party can be a party of one or however many folks feel comfortable having in their homes. And we will basically, it'll be a virtual birthday bash where we will have surprise performances. We'll still have our online silent and live auction, as well as various celebrations and a retrospective, right? As we look back and think about the Washington Chorus in the 60 years and how we have connected to the DC community through all of our esteemed conductors and our work with the Kennedy Center. So we're very excited to celebrate those 60 years, and we hope people will join us, even if it's just to take part in our auction or even host their own party. We all need a reason to celebrate. So October 3rd, let's give everybody one to celebrate with the Washington Chorus.
I love it. Tell me about your educational series, your virtual open sing series.
Yeah. So in addition to obviously our regular, you know, concerts with just the Washington Chorus, we've partnered. Part of what we are excited about partnering are our collaborations. Our open sing series with the Berkshire Choral International will be myself and two other conductors that will have basically an evening where we'll sing through major works. The first one will happen in September 4th, where we'll sing through Durer-Fillet's Amazing Requiem, and then anyone in the world can join in with these. And then October, my colleague, Dr. Catherine Fitzgibbon, will be featuring three East Coast African-American composers, Rollo Dilworth, Adolphus Hellstork, and Bernice Johnson, three works by them, and really, really, really amazing works that feature the music of the African-American community. And then we'll end December with an open sing with Rob Eisted that focuses on, that will be Handel's Messiah, excerpts from that work that we all love. And we felt as if that's, there's no better time, right? We will miss our Messiah sing-alongs or performances that time of the year. So it will be a great way for people to celebrate that music and, you know, and sing along if they like, even to the arias and the recits if they like.
Awesome. And then tell me about the Mahogany series. That's something, you know, pushing diversity at a time, you know, we've had a whole summer of Black Lives Matter movement. Tell me about how that sort of fits in perfectly.
You know, the Mahogany series is for me is something that I wanted to bring to the Chorus to really give more of a platform to voices that often are not in the concert hall or always can get stereotyped. And so when we think of the roots of the DMV area and American music, I think there's no better opportunity than through this series that will highlight the artistic contributions of Black, Latinx, as well as American Indian communities. And so this year, obviously, we won't get a chance to have it be its own concert, but throughout our season, you will see our connection and platform we're given to Black artists and Black soloists and Latinx composers as well. And so we're excited when we can actually perform in person to collaborate with various artists and ensembles and conductors and singers and players in the DMV area and abroad, all over the nation and abroad through this series. And so we ask folks to be on the lookout for the Mahogany series. You will hear a lot about that as we begin to launch that right now through our regular season online, but through webinars and exposing people to different types of repertoire. And so there's no better time, right, than to really bring all many voices, Black voices, as well as our friends from the other communities that I mentioned, to the concert hall. Classical music sometimes can get pigeonholed or get narrow. And so the goal of really opening that door so that more voices can be heard through that series. I'm also excited about our collaboration with the Duke Ellington School of the Arts. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that, because we have the Washington Chorus has a long history of collaborating with our high schools in the area. And the Duke Ellington will be joining us for our Candlelight Christmas performance as well. They'll be collaborating with the Washington Chorus in a virtual performance as well as sharing their own performance.
Awesome. And both the Duke Ellington and the Mahogany series, you're sort of the perfect person to do it. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think are you the only African-American to lead a major American symphonic chorus?
I don't know, but I definitely know there are not many. I would be remiss to say yes, because I don't know that, but I'm definitely one of few, and I'm very honored to be the first, definitely, of the Washington Chorus to conduct a Grammy Award-winning chorus like this. And I hope to, you know, this open the door for many more individuals and women, you know, I'm hoping the classical music world will begin to think even more out of the box and broaden this conversation. I'm humbled and honored to be a part of this long, long history.
Awesome. Well, speaking of history, tell us before we run, tell us a little bit more about yourself and, you know, your personal journey to get to this point to run the Washington Chorus. You know, where did you grow up? How did you get into singing and all that kind of thing?
Sure. Well, I'm a native of the state of Virginia, Southern Virginia. I know sometimes when I tell that to my Northern Virginia friends, they're like, that's not Virginia. But so this feels somewhat like coming home, coming back to the East Coast. I grew up singing and performing in my community and had the wonderful privilege of then going to University of Illinois and University of Michigan for my undergrad, master's, and doctorate. And, you know, that's then my life for there. It has taken on many different journeys, from being a part of the Boys Choir of Harlem to working at high schools throughout various states to McAllister College. And now I'm director of choirs also at the University of Michigan. And so, and also I'm fortunate enough to work with the Sphinx organization. I don't know if you know of that organization, but I direct a professional ensemble called Exigence through that organization. And now, you know, I have the privilege of guest conducting and traveling and working with young people and graduate students and adults all around the world. And I'm honored to be able to now bring this and my background and my past experience to the DMV area.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to have you, albeit, you know, virtually here for the for the beginning here, but all the programming you got going on. Final words, anything else you want to say? You know, why should our listeners tune in and watch some of these virtual shows?
Well, first of all, you know, the beautiful part about this is that we are among the first classical music performing organizations in the country to announce a season of digital programs. And we're thrilled. And we hope people can buy tickets right now. And we hope they will. If you have any curiosity about who we are or me or what we're doing, this is a way to get a feel for that. I also want to say that we have opened up now because of this virtual age. Why not think creatively? And we have a global virtual member opportunities. So if someone can make the rehearsals and have the technology, anyone can audition for the Washington Chorus through the month of August and join us. And so that's different. That's, you know, we feel some folks, people have had to cancel their season. And so we're hoping, you know, that people can, if they resonate with what we're offering and they want to join us as a singer, please audition. We'd love to expand our community during this time.
For sure. Well, hey, it was great to actually, you know, virtually meet you. And
you too.
Best of luck with all of your programming. Everybody, it's Dr. Eugene Rogers of the Washington Chorus on WTOP. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jason. Have a good day.